WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Tom Rivers. On the Hawaiian island of Maui, residents are returning to Lahaina for the first time since a wildfire burned the ancient capital. Residents are being issued respirators and other personal protective equipment.
You hear some stories about people maybe finding a family heirloom if they're lucky, or a ring, or a picture frame that perhaps survived, or something that was once meaningless but now has some meaning to them because it's the only thing that survived. But for most folks, they're coming back and really not finding anything at all.
ABC's Mola Lenghi on Maui. Zero signs of progress in the House on keeping the government open past late Saturday night. The Senate today will take a crack at coming up with a short-term spending plan. Ukraine is claiming to have killed the commander of Russia's Black Sea Fleet in a missile strike on fleet headquarters in Sevastopol that Kyiv says killed 33 other Russian naval officers. This is ABC News. Striking Hollywood writers and the movie and TV studios reached a tentative agreement on a new contract on Sunday. But as we hear from ABC's Jason Nathanson, there's still more work to do.
There may be a tentative deal between the Writers Guild and Hollywood studios, but that doesn't mean all of your favorite shows will be back next week. First, the WGA leadership has to approve the deal, which might happen Tuesday. Then they send it to the full WGA membership for a vote. That could come later this week. After that, daytime talk shows, including Drew Barrymore's and the late night shows, could be among the first back, followed by Saturday Night Live. But none of those shows will have big actors available as guests until the SAG after strike is over. And only then will TV shows and movies go back into production.
And Lego's giving up on one of its projects to make its iconic plastic bricks without having to use oil. The company says one idea for using recycled material actually led to higher carbon emissions. Lego still vowing to find a way to make its toys from sustainable materials by 2032. Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, at the world headquarters back in Madison, Wisconsin. We are here live on location in beautiful Chippewa Falls here in Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley area up here in Chippewa Falls. We are high atop the headquarters here at WCFW, the tap above Bridge Street. You can see it if you're watching this on the stream. Cars going by. Lovely downtown here in Chippewa Falls. We thank Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News, every morning from 6 until 8 for being with us in the first hour, as well as James Kelly, our news anchor and reporter here in northwestern Wisconsin. So a beautiful day up here. A little overcast right now, Mr. Zommers, but just a beautiful time to be up here and doing a little exploring in a great part of the state.
I believe it.
So happy to have all these folks here and happy to be on location, happy to be taking your phone calls as well. Coming up a little bit later this hour, we're going to be looking at, are you an organ donor? I pulled out my driver's license here, and I won't show the entire thing, obviously, on the air, but if I hold it up to the camera, you can see down in the corner, there it is, my little orange sticker. And in fact, I am an organ donor. So are you an organ donor? And a story that did not catch a lot of play last week because it was bipartisan and it was good news. The media doesn't like to talk a lot about that. But President Biden signing a bipartisan law reforming organ transplant system. Going to be talking about that and organ donation. Are you an organ donor? Talking about that this hour, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. But before we do that, I want to clean up a couple of calls talking last hour about this new, well, so new now, unfortunately, but in the last few years, the mega movement, the conservative movement, the Republican Party, bringing out these threats of violence. You had Donald Trump doing it over the weekend against Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and also sitting Republican Congressman Paul Gosar from Arizona, also calling for Mark Milley's death. Where did this extremism come from? 844-967-2789. Mr. Zommers, do we still have Mark from the SAC on the line? If so, Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, it's... For any of us as citizens, ordinary citizens, if we pulled something like that, our asses would be in jail. We'd be arrested, or at least brought in for questioning. I mean, for this to be going on, I mean, that for Donald Trump to be saying that kind of thing, or for Paul Gosar to be saying that stuff, I mean, they should be investigated and perhaps arrested for making those kind of threats. I mean, for a judge to accuse a general of something like that is just because, you know, Mark Milley was doing his job. General Milley was doing his job when he was reassuring the Chinese, probably reassuring the Russians that Donald Trump is, we're not going to be launching any first strike attack on you guys, you know, that regardless of what, you know, what Trump is saying here in the media, because it's part of his job to reassure not only our adversaries as well as our allies on what our conduct is going to be. That it's just, he's just doing the right thing. I mean, that Donald Trump is a combination of Benedict Arnold, Aaron Burr, and a little-known character who should be better known for his deceit and deceptions, James Wilkinson, who was a American general who for decades betrayed our country, that back in the early days of a republic, very early days of a republic, with the Spanish, kind of deal with them, and supposedly, protecting us from Aaron Burr when he was actually, probably involved with Aaron Burr, that in Aaron Burr's conspiracy, to establish his own little nation there as part, that breaking that off from the United States to have a own little, nation, led by Aaron Burr. I mean, it just is pretty disgusting that Trump is getting away with this stuff and not getting called out by the supposed conservatives in the Republican Party. It should be something condemned, that this kind of behavior. I mean, that it just, and the fact that they're not doing it shows the moral cowardice that those people who are not condemning this, coming out and outright condemning this because they're afraid of the MAGA movement, that
that's
doubly
right.
Coward. I mean, that true courage means standing up to these guys when you can stand up to them, when you should be standing up to them and defending democracy itself. They apparently have forgotten their oaths to the Constitution. What is preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution? I might have that in the wrong order.
Right.
But their primary duty, the thing they take an oath to, is to the Constitution itself. Not to the country itself, but to the Constitution itself. And that they're just unwilling to do it because they're afraid of Donald Trump. I mean, for God's sakes, the only reason you should be afraid of him because he can call up his minions to do his dirty work for him. I mean, but the man himself
It's not that they're afraid of Trump himself. They're afraid of the army of folks and whoever else that has, all the arms that they're going to come after them. That's what a lot of it is.
And that for anybody's making those threats, they should just be arrested. I mean, pure and simple. If I went on making threats like that, I'd be arrested.
Right. I'm going to come back after the break, Mark, to your point, and we're going to talk about this because, I'm no Matt Flynn, but I did a little research. A little-known case, or one that doesn't get talked about very much, Bradenberry, try that again, Todd, for the third time, Bradenburg versus Ohio in 1969, when the U.S. Supreme Court took this very issue of threats on, and what they said and why these guys aren't being arrested and aren't being rounded up. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Appreciate your call, Mark, as always. Thank you so much. Don't go anywhere. As Matt Flynn likes to see, I see you on the lines. All those people, hold on. We'll get your calls after the break. This is the Todd Lowball Show, live on location from beautiful Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, WCFW, the Tap on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I'm a serial strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Daytime highs approaching 68 today under overcast skies with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tonight. Lows dip down to about 55. Overcast skies. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 66. Cloudy skies expected. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 59.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 15 past the hour of 2 o'clock. We are live on location at beautiful Chippewa Falls here at WCFW, the TAP, up here in northwest Wisconsin on 93.5 FM, or at least we think we are. Maybe a couple of flies in the ointment. It appears that one of those flamingos maybe got tangled in the wire. I'm not sure what's going on, but apparently we are streaming on WCFW. That's the important thing. You could always stream this on the app. If you don't have it, download it at your Apple or Android app store. Simply type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Takes less than a minute. It is free. It is what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. Download us at the Civic Media app. Lots of callers on the line. We appreciate it. Talking this hour, kind of picking up this discussion of these right out just calling for the death of Mark Milley, the sitting chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff by both former President Trump and current sitting Congressman Paul Gosar, Republican of Arizona. And we're going to get to your calls. I'm going to circle back and talk about this case, Brandenburg versus Ohio. It's a landmark decision from the U.S. Supreme Court interpreting the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. The court held that the government cannot punish inflammatory speech unless that speech is, quote, directed to inciting or producing imminent lawless action and is likely to incite or produce such action, unquote. We'll get into that a little bit later. But first of all, I want to take more of your calls, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Gary in Sussex, we appreciate you holding, my friend. What say you?
Well, Todd, thank you for letting me talk. I talked to you a few times, and I'm a Republican, and I'm glad that you're giving me this opportunity. There are other hosts that don't, like Matt Flynn, he'll never take my calls, ever, because he just, I don't know if he's afraid to talk to me or he doesn't want me on his show. But I do talk
Matt's a friend of mine. He's a good guy. He does his show the way he wants to. We do ours the way we want to. We don't want to make it personal. But what's your opinion, Gary? Go ahead.
Okay. Well, the thing is this. With the January 6th thing, Nancy Pelosi was told she knew that thousands and thousands of people were coming, and she did not ask for the National Guard. Okay, so in my opinion, I'm only speculating now here, I'm not saying it's fact, but in my opinion, I think that she was hoping that there would be problems. And that's my opinion now, okay? It's not fact. Trump, I listened to Trump's speech. He never said to go beat people up, punch them in the face, and whatever. He said, go over there, let them know how you feel, but do it peacefully. And I have no idea why all you Democrats never use that word that he said, go out there, but do it peacefully, you know. And then Milley's, as far as I'm concerned, he is a traitor. He going to the Chinese and telling them that Trump's going to possibly or may not be using nuclear weapons because he's not going to allow it or whatever he said. But he should have never, ever talked to the Chinese without authorization from the President of the United States, even though he's very highly ranked up there. I mean, he's about as high as you can get. So as far as I'm concerned, because everybody's out to get Trump, and every time you guys indict him, his popularity goes up, not just with Republicans, but the independents. I mean, if you Democrats think that you're winning this fight, you're not. It's going backwards. People are supporting him. When he becomes President of the United States again, he's going to fire Milley's on the very first day. And as far as
Gary, I appreciate your call. I want to interrupt for a second.
on a couple of things. A, I'm not a Democrat. I'm not registered with any party. I'm a 30-year former Republican. Left the party in 2011 because I was witness to voter suppression at the state capitol. So I'm not part of any party. Number two, Trump isn't going to fire Milley on the first day if he becomes president, because by law, Milley has to step down at the end of this month, and Congress has now finally approved the successor to Milley. So Milley won't be around regardless. Number three, I would encourage you to read the article in The Atlantic. These are the words of the top military folks in the country who literally thought that Trump was a danger to the United States. Don't take it from me. Look at the bipartisan January 6th committee. Remember, Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, longtime respected Republicans. You don't get more conservative, more Republican than the Cheney family. And the January 6th committee unanimously found that Donald Trump was an instigator of January 6th and attempted to overthrow the results of the 2020 election. And then you look at the court cases that have come through the federal court system, particularly in D.C. under Jack Smith, time and time and time again. People on the Republican or the mega side, not even Republicans, mega conservatives, Proud Boys, all these folks have testified under oath that they felt and they believed that Donald Trump was calling them to Washington, D.C. to take up arms against the government. And there have been convictions time and time and time again. So you're certainly entitled to your opinion, Gary, but the facts just don't bear that out. But I appreciate your call. Thank you so much for calling, Gary in Sussex. We're always welcome to have you call in. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go right here in beautiful Chippewa Valley. Gene, I came to see you. Gene and Eau Claire, go ahead.
Hi. I hope you get a chance to go up look at some of the beautiful homes in Chippewa, the historic homes, before you leave the area, because they got some real beauties. I still live in Chippewa, and I used to have Republican and Democrat and Independent signs in my yard. I was on a corner lot, and I was always an Independent. So, Gary, you are totally wrong here, because this incident and all these incidents of Trump, and it's not just Donald Trump, so we can't just blame him, because there are violent and chaotic Republicans that have joined that party, that are in that Congress, that have no right to even be sitting there. This violence has risen during the Trump administration, significantly going after people, even their own party. And this thing about picking on Trump, give me a break. The thing of that, this was started when Trump and Republicans reported to their own legislators of their party were concerned about what Donald Trump is doing. I mean, the Democrats weren't out to get him. In fact, I called Nancy Pelosi's office many a day saying, you got to do something about this. These are Republicans reporting these incidents of what Trump was doing. In all of the cases, it's Republican evidence. Wake up, Gary. This guy's a danger to our country, and so are the other ones that keep trying to aid and abet and cover up what he did in trying to stop the investigations and the prosecutions of this man who really hurt our country. So thank you for letting me blow off steam, and I hope you get a little tour at Chippewa, because it's a wonderful, wonderful place. Thank you. Bye.
Gene, love you. Thank you so much. Appreciate the call. And you're right. Chippewa Falls, beautiful, beautiful place. Hope to get a little bit of some time to walk around downtown before we head out and go to the Pablo Center over in Eau Claire later tonight while we're here in the Chippewa Valley. I appreciate you bringing that back around to Nancy Pelosi, the charges that another caller made. And look, people are entitled to their opinion, right? Everybody is entitled to have an opinion, but facts are facts, and people are not entitled to their own facts. There's only one set of those. And if you look at, again, what the bipartisan January 6th committee did, all the testimony that they took under oath, even Mike Pence, the Republican sitting Vice President of the United States, has testified that there was a holdup from the top on trying to get enough people there on January 6th to quell the insurrection. I mean, Mike Pence himself, there were gallows on the lawn of the United States Capitol. Mike Pence didn't even feel safe going with his own Secret Service detail to another location. So it's just time after time after time, not just liberals or Democrats, but conservatives, Republicans, members of the Proud Boys have testified under oath and gotten convictions in federal court saying that Trump and his ilk were responsible for January 6th. Mr. Zomers, do you have something to add?
Yeah, in my opinion, even if you want to ignore claims that people have made in court, if you want to say, oh, they're making it up, and you just want to go by what we've seen and heard President Trump say, or former president, you know what I mean, on yep. the news or videos of him talking in interviews or things like that, he's just gross. Like, whether or not he committed these crimes, which I fully believe that he has, we have evidence of enough of it that even the public has seen, like such as pictures of documents in his bathroom and everything. Just right. all the videos and audio of him saying how he treats women and how they're like, well, and you said previously, when you're a star, they let you do it when talking about assaulting women. And right. he said, yes, I said that. And they asked, and would you consider yourself a star? And he just looks smugly at her and is like, well, I mean, I would say I'm a star, yeah. And just... he's just yeah. slimy, disgusting, and honestly, if he didn't do any of these things, I would be absolutely shocked. He's just the type of person to do terrible things to everybody.
Part of it's already been found. You know, E. Jean Carroll and other people, places right. the courts have already found him liable. And look, none of us are perfect, right? But I think once you start looking at the evidence here, and I don't care whether it's a Democrat like Bob Menendez or someone like Donald Trump, the evidence is there, and if the evidence is there and the truth is there and the facts are there, people have to face consequences. And another Trump presidency would be a disaster for this country. Let's go to the phones, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, CJ in Stoughton. CJ, a couple of minutes, go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Todd. I believe what we've seen, Millie and the rest of the socialization of our military is treasonous, first off. And the actions of Afghanistan
I just want to stop you. I want to give you a chance to defend your comment because I don't want to just cut you off and talk over you. You say that General okay. Milley's actions, in your opinion, are treasonous. That's a legit opinion. Why do you say that?
Because the CRT and whatever they're trying to, rationale behind that DEI and all that crap does not belong in our military. Period. If character,
so you're against gay, against gay people, you're against gay people serving in the military, even though that's the law of the land.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not against that.
All right, then saying, there's no DEI in the military. I mean, per se. I mean, I don't understand what actions. You said that you thought that General Milley's actions were treasonous. That's a very large charge. That's an opinion that you have the right to have. I'm asking you to just give us an example of treasonous behavior by General Milley.
Treasonous in Afghanistan, because we are safer and more prosperous.
President Trump, former President Trump, started those plans. They were laid out beforehand. It was approved by the President of the United States. What? There's no treason. You can say that you disagree with the action, but that action isn't treasonous, CJ.
He listened to his military advisors. Trump did. He didn't go to zero like he wanted to. He listened to them. And the actions.
All right, let me ask, because we're running out of time. I want to give you a chance. Very quickly, do you think that Trump should be calling for the death of anyone or Paul Gosar? Do you agree with that?
I don't agree with those
CJ?
Statements, the way they're portraying that. No, I don't.
All right, we found agreement. Thank you very much.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. On the Hawaiian island of Maui, residents are returning to Lahaina for the first time since a wildfire burned the ancient capital. Residents are being issued respirators and other personal protective equipment.
You hear some stories about people maybe finding a family heirloom if they're lucky, or a ring, or a picture frame that perhaps survived, or something that was once meaningless but now has some meaning to them because it's the only thing that survived. But for most folks, they're coming back and really not finding anything at all.
ABC's Mola Lenghi on Maui. Zero signs of progress in the House on keeping the government open past late Saturday night. The Senate today will take a crack at coming up with a short-term spending plan. Ukraine is claiming to have killed the commander of Russia's Black Sea Fleet in a missile strike on fleet headquarters in Sevastopol. Kyiv says killed 33 other Russian naval officers. This is ABC News.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was the same for about 5 minutes.
A week, everyone was excited and then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 2:33 on Monday, September 25th, here on location at WCFW, The Tap, in beautiful downtown Chippewa Falls. Our station here in the Chippewa Valley, Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. You can hear it at 93.5 FM if you're in the area. Of course, you can always listen to it on the Civic Media app. Glad to be here in beautiful Chippewa Valley. And along with James Kelly, our news anchor and reporter, and had Pat Kreitlow from Up North News earlier. Glad to have you along with us as well. If you'd like to weigh in on this issue, we've been talking about for most of the afternoon here, these tweets that came out and also just bizarre comments by both former President Donald Trump and also current United States Congressman Paul Gosar, Republican from Arizona, calling for the physical harm, not just harm, the death of the sitting joint chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the highest ranking military official in the United States, and a sitting United States Congressman and a former president of the United States over the weekend, calling for his death. Now, not directly. They did not say, go kill General Milley. And that's going to be a key here as we go through this. Because I want to take a minute, because a lot of people have called in and said, well, geez, Todd, how could people say this stuff? How can they say it and get away with it and not be in jail? It is because, and again, I am no Matt Flynn, I am no attorney myself, but I'm a former legislative researcher. And if you look up the case Brandenburg versus Ohio from 1969, so as it turns out, as old as me. But if you look this up, a very interesting case. Now, here's the background on this. Clarence Brandenburg was a member of the Ku Klux Klan. He was a leader in rural Ohio. And he contacted a reporter at a Cincinnati television station and invited him over. Said, come on over. Cover this KKK rally as it will be taking place in Hamilton County in the summer of 1964. Portions of the rally were filmed, showing several men in robes and hoods carrying firearms, first burning a cross and then making speeches. Now, one of the speeches made reference to the possibility of revengeance, unquote, against, and they used the N-word, and then they went on to use the word Jews, and those who supported them, and also claimed that, quote, our president, our Congress, our Supreme Court continues to suppress the white Caucasian race, unquote. Then they went on to announce plans for a march on Congress to take place on July 4th. Another speech advocated for the forced expulsion of African Americans to Africa and Jewish Americans to Israel. So Brandenburg, this guy who made the big speech and called for all this, he was charged with advocating violence under Ohio's criminal syndicalism statute. Say that three times fast. For his participation in the rally and for the speech he made. In a relevant part, the statute enacted in 1919 prescribed, quote, advocating the duty, necessity, or propriety of a crime, sabotage, violence, or unlawful methods of terrorism as a means of accomplishing industrial or political reform, unquote. So the law in Ohio basically said you can't do that. And it went to court. Long story short, he was convicted. But the U.S. Supreme Court reversed Brandenburg's conviction, holding that government cannot constitutionally punish abstract advocacy of force or law violation. The majority opinion, and Matt can pronounce this better than me, it's Latin, it is per curiam. It's called per curiam, issued from the court as an institution rather than authored or signed by an individual justice. The earlier draft had originally been prepared by Justice Abe Fortas before he was forced to resign in the middle of an ethics scandal. Does that sound like something that should happen now? People say, well, you can't force Clarence Thomas to resign.
As a matter of fact,
in history, Abe Fortas had to resign because he was in an ethics scandal. Anyway, once the Supreme Court case held that it would have had to be a clear and it has to meet a clear and present danger test. All right. In finalizing the draft, Justice Brennan eliminated all references to it, substituting the imminent law action language. And Justices Black and Douglas concurred separately. So basically what this, boil it down. What this decision in 1969, Brandenburg versus Ohio, did was say, unless there is imminent threat of violence or direct threat of violence, you can get away with it. So Trump and Gosar are walking a thin line. But when they say things like, well, you know, back in the day, this guy would have been hung. Back in the day, it would have been death. The messaging is there. The dog whistle is loud and clear for all the mega folks, the cult people. I'm not trying, again, let me get this clear. I am not accusing or saying that all Republicans are part of a cult. I'm not, because they're not. All right? There are still some decent, good Republicans out there. People who are your local county clerk who happen to run on the Republican ticket, they're not partisan. They're just doing a job. They had to pick one side or the other, and probably Republicans win more in that county. All right? I'm talking about the leadership of the MAGA movement. I'm talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about the leadership of the National Republican Party, the leadership of the Wisconsin Republican Party. Those are the folks I'm talking about. And they have ginned people up. And when they say things like, well, back in the day, that is messaging to all of that niche followers of the MAGA movement to go out and commit violence. Now, did Trump or Gosar say, show up at Mark Milley's house or General Milley's house and attack the guy? Now, that would not be covered under the Supreme Court decision. You can't do that. But what Trump and Gosar are doing are saying, well, hypothetically, what would have happened back in the day, well, the base people get that message. And again, in this upcoming book coming out later in October, I believe, on Mitt Romney, looking forward to it, been excerpts in The Atlantic already. A sitting United States Senator, a Republican, Mitt Romney, reportedly is spending $5,000 a day of his own money for security for his family. Because fellow Republicans, MAGA Republicans, have put out legitimate threats on the lives of his family. And that's what they're willing to do to a fellow Republican. When in God's name did this party that I unfortunately belong to, when did it become the party of violence? You would have never had this from Ronald Reagan. You would have never had this from Tommy Thompson. And the fact that people like Brian Schimming, the chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, aren't calling this out is hideous. The fact that other Republican leaders in this state aren't calling this out is hideous. There is no room on either side of the aisle for political violence. That is what happens in third world countries. That is what happens in banana republics. That is what happens in authoritarian and fascist regimes. I don't take those words lightly, authoritarianism and fascism. But what else are you supposed to call it when you have the front runner for one of the two major parties in the United States of America calling for the death of the sitting chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff? That is extraordinarily scary to me. That is, as someone who spent 30 years in politics at the state and national level, that is unprecedented type of behavior. That's beyond policy differences. That's beyond having differences of opinion. That is dangerous, authoritarian, and fascist crap. And more Republicans need to grow a spine and speak out against it. We welcome your thoughts. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY, P-A-R-T-Y. Or you can also text us on the Civic Media app. Be happy to have you weigh in on this, because obviously it gets my goat. I mean, this is serious stuff. These are people's lives. You don't solve political differences by violence. You just don't, on either side of the aisle. Want to turn the page a little bit. Again, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Welcome your calls on this or anything else as we're here at beautiful Chippewa Falls. Mr. Zommer, is anybody on the line right now that we need to have on the air?
No, we did have an anonymous caller briefly call in to say that we're shoveling out some bologna and then hung up. So that was it.
Oh, really?
So far.
Well, that's productive. That's very productive. Off the text line from Mark in the Sack, says some of the callers clearly are believers of quote-unquote alternative facts. Trump and Pompeo signed the agreement with the Taliban excluding the Afghan government from it and released the 5,000 terrorists that were detained under the agreement. If I remember right, we were supposed to leave Afghanistan as early as May of 2021 and not have a military presence there at all. Mark, I believe you are correct on that. So if you'd like to text in, again, you can do it via the Civic Media app or give us a call, 844-967-2789. Want to take a minute and turn the page. If we get callers on that, we're certainly happy to have you in. Here's some good news. Been harping on a lot of the bad stuff this morning. Here's some good news. And I want to take a minute to talk about this, to lift it up, and to take your phone calls on it as well. President Biden set to sign into law a bill that the White House says will save lives for Americans in need of organ transplant. On Friday, President Biden signed a bipartisan piece of legislation. Let me say that again, a bipartisan piece of legislation. Yes, too often we talk about the things that aren't working. Here's something that did. It'll reform the organ transplant system, the organ procurement and transplantation network and waiting process, as more than 100,000 people await an organ transplant. 100,000 people. And none of us know until we're there if we're going to be next. The bill passed the House and the Senate on a bipartisan basis in July. I don't remember seeing that. Did you? Again, when government works, when people get along, when things get done, not the sexiest story, right? Controversy sells. Here's a quote from the White House press secretary. Everybody knows the system has been broken for years with heartbreaking consequences. Now with the president's signature, we are taking significant steps to improve it. Went on to say that this will break up the current monopoly system, harnessing competition to allow the Department of Health and Human Services to contract with the best entities to provide a more efficient system when it comes to organ transplant to save people's lives. It also eliminates the funding cap to allow additional resources to modernize the system, and it brings transparency and accountability for those in need of an organ transplant. The system has only ever been managed, I didn't know this till this story, the system has only ever been managed by the nonprofit United Network for Organ Sharing, which has drawn criticism for its handling of organs. Long wait lists of transplants and a number of deaths among people, about 6,000 per year. 6,000 per year dying waiting organ transplants. More than 100,000 people in the United States are now waiting for an organ transplant. According to a report last year by the Senate Finance Committee, they found 70 deaths from 2010 to 2020 are due to system failures with this system that was already taking place. Part of President Biden's 2024 budget proposal sought increased funding for organ procurement and transplantation, a total of $67 million, and request that Congress update decades-old rules around appropriations and contracts for organ transplant in order to increase competition. Again, a bipartisan bill was actually signed into law, and it worked. Do you have, like me, do you have your organ donation sticker on your driver's license? You can save a life. Come back, join us for our final segment here live from Chippewa Falls. This is the Tom Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far the segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered thunderstorms today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 68. Easterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tonight. Lows dip down to about 55. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Highs level off around 66. Overcast skies. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 59.
This summer, Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show, WLAK.
Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour on 3 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from our friend and colleague Matt Flynn, direct taking on the airwaves after the top of the hour news and weather. It is Matt Flynn, direct from 3 until 4. I'm sure he will have many thoughts on the day's headlines. As he says, history in the making. History happening every moment of every day. You're not going to want to miss Matt's take on it from 3 until 4. This afternoon. Finishing up here live on location at beautiful WCFW, the Tap here in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. You can listen to it locally at 93.5 FM. Glad to be here and get out a little bit around the state, Mr. Sommers. Beautiful up here, by the way. The leaves are starting to change colors up here. It's a beautiful time up in northern Wisconsin.
Yeah, I was up north again this weekend in the Merrill area and just getting to sit out in the woods with all the turning colors and everything. It was very beautiful.
Yeah, no, it's a great time to be out in Wisconsin. The orchards, of course. I drove through, kind of around Warren's on the way up here last weekend. This past weekend was the Warren's Cranberry Festival. I'm not sure if you listen to Civic Media, I'm not sure if you've heard this or not, but the cranberry is the state fruit.
Really? Thank you, Terry Barr.
I've heard that quite a bit lately. Thank you, Terry Barr. Absolutely. Yes, the cranberry is a state fruit. So there you go. I want to get to a couple more things here before the end of the show. First of all, on a little bit heavier note, again, back, and I hate to go back to Trump, but he keeps saying goofy things, and we got to talk about this, right? So Trump on Saturday night on the Truth Social Network was raging about NBC News and MSNBC pledging to have them investigated for, quote, country-threatening treason. Now, I'm not sure if you know this or not, but a couple of weeks ago, the new host of Meet the Press, or as it used to be called, Meet the Depressed, but Meet the Press, they have a new anchor there, and so they thought they'd kick things off by having Donald Trump be a guest on the show, which, again, if and when he becomes the actual nominee of the Republican Party, well, then, yeah, if he's the actual nominee, look, you got to talk about the two nominees, the two major ones, right? But I don't understand why outlets like CNN and now NBC have given Trump a platform. And it'd be one thing if you had a guy like Jon Stewart or someone else talking to him and in real time say, look, that's just not true. Look, here's the actual facts. Here's what happened. But no, they let this guy continue to spew his crap. And then at the end, they say, oh, go to our website and we will fact check him online. Like somebody's going to go Google up MSNBC or NBC, whatever, and go through the fact checking. So the fact is that the NBC is one of the two major networks that have put this guy on the air in the past couple of months here. And here he is over the weekend attacking him. Going to read you a little bit of this. Tweet, I'll call it a tweet, from Truth Social by Trump. Quote, they are almost all dishonest and corrupt, but Comcast, who parenthetically is the parent company of MSNBC and NBC News, Comcast, with its one-sided and vicious coverage by NBC News, and in particular MSNBC, often and correctly referred to well, I'm not even going to say that. They should be investigated for its country-threatening treason. Unquote, the Republican presidential frontrunner wrote yesterday. Then he criticized the two news organizations for investigating whether Russia influenced the 2016 election during the start of his first term in office, claiming it was, quote, a big campaign contribution, unquote, to Democrats. Trump added, and I quote from his tweet, I say up front, openly and proudly, that when I win the presidency of the United States, they and others of the lamestream media will be thoroughly scrutinized for their knowingly dishonest and corrupt coverage of people, things, and events. Why should NBC or any other of the corrupt and dishonest media companies be entitled to use the very valuable airwaves of the USA free? They are a true threat to democracy and are, in fact, the enemy of the people. The fake news media should pay a big price for what they have done to our great country. End of quote. This is a former president of the United States attacking the media and vowing to seek revenge upon them if he's elected to office once again. And again, one of the two national networks that have put him on nearly unfettered before he even becomes the nominee of the Republican Party once again.
All he has to do...
Again, this is a constitutional right, freedom of the press, Mr. Zomers.
All he has to do, though, the problem is that the people who are on Trump's side just believe whatever he says no matter what, because he'll say, oh, I'm telling the truth, they're lying. If you look it up, you'll find what they're saying, because their lies are funded by Joe Biden, and Hunter Biden's laptop personally funded it. Somehow his laptop managed to do that.
Well, that's just all lies as well. We know that. I mean, it's just that it's factually inaccurate.
But he'll just say it's fake news. The facts are fake. And you don't find the truth. You only find the truth from me, because they're hiding it and they're silencing me. And then everybody just believes it. And you can't really dispute that besides just saying, no, that's just not true.
Well, if you look up factually, again, he doesn't say what, again, it's just like a caller we had earlier. People are putting these things out there, but then they can't back them up. And so if you're going to say that MSNBC or NBC or Comcast is committing treasonous actions, you have to put that out there. And there's no evidence at all, zero, zilch, of any treasonous action by Comcast. And the fact is that freedom of the press is guaranteed by the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And as we talked about earlier on this show, whether you agree with it or not, you can actually look it up and by the law, in this case, Brandenburg versus Ohio, even what they're saying about threatening the life of General Milley, even that is protected free speech in the United States of America. Free speech is one of the inalienable rights guaranteed to us by this absolutely critical document in the Constitution. And look, we need a difference of ideas in this country. We need a healthy debate. But you cannot have a healthy debate when one side is attacking the foundational document upon which this democratic republic was founded. Sorry to leave you on a down note, but it's important stuff. And we have to talk about it, have to get it out there. Many thanks to Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. You can hear him every morning from 6 until 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network. Also to James Kelly, our news anchor and reporter here at WCFW, The Tap, and to the entire community here, including my sister and brother-in-law and her family as well, the Galois. Thank you for the hospitality up there. We'll be back down in Madison with Mr. Zomers tomorrow. Thank you all for calling and listening. Stay tuned now. Pat Kreitlow, Matt Flynn is next. Matt Flynn direct. We'll see you tomorrow. Keep banging your drum on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs.
And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News.
App.